Welcome to the new era of the Cody Springer Show. Over time, this podcast has brought you thoughts and analysis of the trending stories, classic rants, highs, and lows. Now, it's time to take it to a whole new level. This is the Cody Springer Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Cody Springer Show, episode number 122. Wow. Hope everyone's doing good. The last episode on this podcast, I was contemplating not doing a podcast ever again. I was just not in the best frame of mind at the time. As you guys know, I've been going through some issues with my health and I've just been trying to get better. With the ankle and the PTSD and, just dealing with all types of different things. But it's good to be back doing a podcast, and you guys might have noticed a bit of a quality difference. I know that the last episode I did, I used an older mic. I wasn't using the mic that I was using for the past basically year for podcasting. So I felt like if I was going to come back to podcasting, I was going to have to upgrade. I was going to have to get a different microphone, and that's why I did. I went out and got the Elgato Wave 3 microphone. It's arguably the best microphone out in the market right now. If you're a podcaster, and you just heard my phone vibrate. Sorry about that, guys. The Elgato Wave 3, in my opinion, is probably the best top-of-the-line microphone that you can get. It's a little pricey. It's over $100, but, you get a good value, man, because Elgato is definitely putting out some of the best equipment and technology for, like, streamers and stuff like that. So, if you stream or if you podcast, Elgato definitely will give you the goods. So, yeah. So, why did I decide to come back to podcasting? Well, as I put it out on Instagram on Monday, I think it was 2 days ago. I put it out on Instagram 2 days ago that you can't quit something that you're passionate about, And podcasting is something I've been passionate about for a long time. I've been doing podcasting for over 10 years now. I started podcasting in 2010, shortly after I graduated high school, and over time, I've perfected my craft. I've gotten better as a podcaster with each passing podcast, and now here I am with my own show, the Cody Springer Show, over 100 episodes. And I just couldn't walk away from doing something that I'm passionate about, but then I got to thinking, on this podcast, what do I really talk about? What do I teach people? What do people learn from my podcast? Because that's the thing I say all the time. This is a life podcast. Well, are we really talking about life stuff on here? We do at times. But, I just kind of feel like, I've gotten away with that, or gotten away from that, and I want to change that. So from this point forward, as far as what you can expect on the Cody Springer Show, you can expect life subjects to be talked about on this podcast, whether we explore certain life situations or relationships or, just different kinds of stuff. Or it could be stuff that's happened in my life, and I'm talking about, to hopefully prevent someone from making the same mistakes I did, or, helping somebody, get through a difficult time in their life. So, yeah, that's what the podcast content is going to be like going forward. So as far as me talking about stuff trending in the world or sports or social media or whatever, that is going to probably be on a separate show I'm going to do in the future called Cody Springer Live. That will be a YouTube show. So once I get that going, then that's the type of content you'll be expecting to see on the Cody Springer Live channel. So that's what's going to be on there. So with that being said, now let's get into the life subjects. What has been going on with Cody Springer from the last time, there was a podcast out, which was October 2nd to now of October 26th. Well, I've been going to therapy. Yes, I've been going to therapy. I've been seeing a psychologist to deal with the PTSD, the depression, and my anxiety. Some of you guys might be, new to the podcast, be like, well, why do you have PTSD? Well, long story short, I had a car accident in October of 2020, and I had significant trauma, from it. I had a broken ankle, had to do an 8-hour face surgery, and I spent 8 days in a hospital, and I had to have 2 surgeries done and just deal with pain, laying in a hospital bed 24 hours a day. It was some hell, and I've been dealing with the aftermath for over a year now. I've been just trying to get my mind right, trying to find myself again, because after you've had a traumatic experience like that, how do you recover from that? How do you get past it? Well, in therapy, we've been working on that. And, I've been working with my therapist to, just kind of finding ways to cope. And, she taught me a technique. It's dealing with the senses. It's 5 things you see, 4 things that you hear, 3 things that you can feel, and 2 things that you can smell, and 1 thing that you can taste. So if I were to do it right now, I can tell you 5 things that I see. I see, my computer monitor right in front of me. I can see the mic that I'm using to record this podcast. I see my computer tower with the RGB lights. And then I look around. I see, this little decoration, that we got with my son's name on it, his birthday, his weight, height, and the time that he was born. And then I see the wall. That's 5 things that I see. 4 things that I can hear right now are, Cocomelon. my girlfriend Crystal and Jackson, my son, they're in the other room right now. They're watching Cocomelon on the TV. And I can hear the sound of my computer being on. And, I can, hear water in the pipes. I can hear, some dripping from the faucet. So that's 4 things that I can hear. 3 things that I can feel. I can feel, you know, my clothes being on my skin. I can feel the fabric of my shirt, and I can feel my desk. So that's three things that I can feel. Two things that I can smell. Yeah, it's two things I can smell. I can't really smell much of anything. So you put your fingers to your nose. I know I can smell my finger. And I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, you probably fucking, you know, stuck a finger in your ass. And I know, you nasty fucks. No dirty Sanchez's around here. And you can smell the air. So that's two things I can smell. And then one thing I can taste is the Panda Express that I had for lunch today. So why did I go through with that with you guys? That's called grounding. That's a grounding technique. It's supposed to get your mind off of stress and things that you're thinking about. And it's helping you, they call it grounding because, it's grounding you. You know, you're coming back down to earth. You know, you're not thinking about all these different things that could possibly happen to you, because that's the worst thing about anxiety, guys. Anxiety can make you think of shit, you know, that could possibly happen, and then you panic and you are paranoid about everything. Like, oh my God, you know, shit, this could happen right now. Hell, fucking, you know, we could get taken out by a nuclear missile. It's possible, but is it likely to happen? No. No, not right now. Or, oh shit, you know, someone's going to break into my apartment. It could have happened, yeah, but is it likely to happen right this moment? No. So that's the thing. You know, anxiety can make you think of shit that's, that could possibly happen. And then you worry, like, oh, what if that's going to happen right this moment? But it's not. See, that's the problem. People worry about things that could possibly happen instead of what's happening right here, right now. That is the trap that I feel people fall into when it comes to having anxiety. You know, because that's the thing. When you have depression, you're down. Anxiety, you're up. You know, you're in this constant free fall of being down and then up. So it's like fucking crazy, you know, and then having PTSD just makes it that much worse, you know, and then the PTSD that comes from me driving, you know, I will not drive on highways. Well, I mean, freeways, I should say, when you're going 70 to 80 miles an hour, I will not drive on the freeway right now. My accident didn't happen on a freeway. But the high speed bothers me now. And never used to before. I mean, I could drive anywhere in any city and I'd be fine. You know, I wouldn't worry about getting into an accident. But now, everything's amplified, you know. And hopefully one day I can get over it. And maybe drive on the freeway again. But right now it's a process. You know, it's a big process of me trying to get past that and to refocus and to, you know, not worry about getting into an accident. You know, I don't know if people have been, you know, who's listening to this podcast have been in traumatic accidents before like mine. But, you know, I mean, you have to, like, think, like, oh, man, like, there's that anxiety, you know, every time you get in the car, you know, and I feel it every time I get in the car. And I've made a lot of progress, you know, since I started driving again, you know. I'm just getting behind the wheel and being able to drive in town and, you know, drive on the highways where, you know, you go 55 mile an hour, you know. You know, and I've handled that, you know. I mean, I take the back roads, you know, like the back country roads, so that way I can avoid the high traffic areas. But hell, sometimes the back roads can have drivers that are dangerous. Now, I remember one day I was going to my girlfriend's parents' house. I was dropping my son off to them so they could watch him for the day. And there was this girl, man. She was coming down the road fast. She had been going at least 60, 65, maybe 70 mile an hour, dude. And here I am doing the speed limit, you know, about 55, you know, 60. And she's flying down the road, dude. And, you know, there was a truck and a farm vehicle, because I live in Ohio, and, you know, the farmers have been harvesting their crops and everything like that. So, you know, I had to get over on my side of the road to the right, so that way she wouldn't fucking hit me head on. And she almost did, dude. I don't know if she was painted. She just was distracted, or, you know, if she was just on her phone. And that's stupid shit, dude, that I see people do all the time, is be on their phone while they're driving. Like, can that text message wait? You know, can that social media notification wait? You know, like, man, like, that's a thing. Like, people just, a lot of people don't care either. And that's another point I'm going to get into. So, that's an example of why it's nerve-wracking driving right now. Last week, I went to go pick up my girlfriend from her job. And she works second shift, works till 11 o'clock at night. I get there, and I have to come to a stop because there's other cars, you know, ahead of me. And, you know, they're coming in the, you know, a direction where it's going to, you know, where I have to stop so I don't hit them. So I'm at a stop, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And this woman who works there backs out of a parking space and hits me. Now, mind you, I have my son in the car in the back seat. So I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, it wasn't like she full on hit me. You know, it was kind of like where you slightly back out and you tap into somebody. It kind of felt like that. So I was just like, what the fuck, you know? And then she does it a second time. I was like, what the fuck? How can you fucking hit me twice? So then finally I'm able to move up. And then they get out of their parking space. And hell, they're about to pull away. Like, pull out of the parking lot and go get out of there. I was like, are you shitting me right now? But then they came back around to us. And she was like, did I hit him? Talking to my girlfriend. Yeah, you did. And then she drives away without wanting to exchange insurance information. Like, wow, I mean, that's practically a hit and run, you know? I mean, hell, if I was injured, or if my son, who's 6 months old, was injured, yeah, that would definitely have been a hit and run, for sure. And that's the thing, like, you know, the police here in town, they don't really do much for, like, accidents that happen on private property. But since she drove away from the scene, you know, then they could, you know, get her insurance information. Because that's the thing, she didn't want to exchange insurance information. So I had to get the police involved. And then they, you know, contacted her, and she gave up the insurance information. And then, you know, I got an estimate for the damage, and, you know, we got money out of the deal, you know. But, you know, this woman right here is 72 years old. And there's been complaints before about her being reckless and almost hitting people and all that. Like she just had no regard whatsoever for, you know, how she was driving. And she could have hurt me, could have hurt my son. And I definitely, was, pissed about the whole deal. And because of her actions, it sent me into this, it just basically made everything worse, from a mental standpoint, from a mental health standpoint. So, yeah, guys, I'm still struggling. I'm still, going through it. But I'm trying to get better. I really am. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to find a way, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I don't know if I'm going to have to, go on medication or try to get medical marijuana or something, dude. Because I can't keep living like this, man. I can't keep, worrying about shit or having fears of driving, because that's the thing. As an adult, you got to get yourself to and from, you got to get yourself to and fro. You got to get from point A to point B, and I can't be having these fears while I'm driving. So if I have to get on some kind of medication, deal with this, or get medical marijuana or something, then that's what I'm going to have to do. Because everything's just bleeding into everything else. And yeah, just making shit worse. So on this podcast, I want people to know that I'm not okay. But it's all right. It's all right. It's okay to be not okay. Because that's another thing too. Like, people who have depression, anxiety, PTSD, bipolar, they feel like they have to put up a front. They have to pretend like everything's all right. Well, it's okay to not be okay. You can have you can have some not so good days. Oh, I'm depressed today. And yeah, that's okay. I've had a lot of anxiety today. That's all right. Oh, my bipolar was getting the best of me. That's okay. It's all right. Because sometimes when you have a mental illness, you're not 100% in control of what happens. And that can be a scary thought. It's just your chemicals in your brain are unbalanced. And you don't know why. There could be some health conditions that are causing it. Maybe you have a thyroid issue or something that's causing these issues to occur. But learning how to manage it and learning how to cope, that's where it's at, man. Learning how to cope. Learning how to cope with everything, learning how to deal with everything, that's what is key. And surrounding yourself with positive things. Because people like that, they need a lot of positive influences. They need positive people. They need positive things that make them happy, stuff like that, man. Because, man, I mean, when you have a mental disorder or a mental illness, it can be hard to find joy in things. It really can be hard to find joy in things. And yeah, man. I mean, it's a lot, man. It's really a lot. And I'm quite sure that, some people that I've interviewed on this podcast have gone through those highs and lows too. Maybe not to an extent of like what I'm going through, but yeah, I mean, because that's the thing. Like people, you don't know what people are going through on a day-to-day basis. They might be fine one day, may not be fine the next. They could be happy, joyful, the next day, sad, questioning themselves, questioning life, and why are they here? I firmly believe that we're all here for a purpose, and a lot of us don't figure it out, until later on in life, or some people figure it out right away, like, okay, this is what I'm meant to do. This is my skill. This is what I'm good at. And this is what I'm going to do. Some people may not know what that is until later on in life. They could be 35 years old and like, wow, I have found my purpose in life. Finally. So what's my purpose? Well, I'm a father. I'm a dad. I feel like, when you become a parent, that is your part of your purpose, helping raising that child to an adult, from the time that they're a baby to the time they're an adult. I think that's, part of your purpose. And then also finding something that is enjoyable to you, finding something that brings you serenity, that brings you that peace. And, when I record these podcasts, I kind of feel like I'm at times, feeling that calmness, because I'm actually talking and getting some things off my chest at times, but I realize that I'm not doing enough of that. And I don't want to make this a soapbox. This is not my soapbox to come on here and tell you guys about my personal life and my problems and all that shit. No, this ain't my soapbox. I want to try to help people with this platform, In a way that is constructive, that is helpful, and that will hopefully inspire others. You guys have seen the people that I've brought onto this podcast, whether they were musicians or producers or they're multi-talented. You got to hear their stories and their perspectives on things. But what would it be like if someone came on here and they just had the worst imaginable things happen to them? I don't think we've had, a really deep, riveting type of story like that. Well, I would take that back. 13 Heart, I think he's changed his name, but he told us a story about how he overcame, alcohol. He had issues with alcohol. And that's the thing. Some people are going to be comfortable sharing those things on podcasts, and some people want to keep that private. And that is completely fine in itself, Yeah, I mean, we've had some pretty interesting stories be told on this podcast. But what about stories from the host? Because there's stuff that I've gone through in my life that you guys don't know about. There's some things that you don't know all the details about. And I think maybe it's time that we dive into it, talk about it. And who knows? Maybe this will help me. Maybe it won't. But that is a part of me figuring out the stuff that I need to do in order to get better, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically. And, you know, I need to find a way to not carry all this weight anymore. Because that's the thing, when you're carrying a bunch of weight on yourself, it can weigh you down. And that's something you don't want to do to yourself over and over again. Like, oh, I just got so much weight on my shoulders, I don't know what to do with it. You know, you just got to sometimes take a deep breath, try to focus, push forward. And that's what I've been trying to do. You know, I've been pushing myself to get back on the mic, to give you guys a podcast weekly, you know, and to connect with people, you know, to reach people, to help them see that there's more to life than, you know, what they see, you know. I mean, what you're accustomed to in your normal everyday life, you know, there's a whole different world of possibilities out there that you haven't even explored yet. And my hope with this podcast is that we can get into that. And this is just the start. Next week, you know, we are going to begin the new era of the Cody Springer Show. All right, guys, I'd like to thank everyone who has been patient with me. I'd like to thank everyone who has been shown their support, you know, when I went on my little hiatus. I appreciate you guys for sure. And, well, welcome to the new era of the Cody Springer Show.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.